Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence on You, and we're now in the very exciting segment of the show, the last segment of the show, actually, with Christina Liu and Graziella Hall. Christina, let's go on with the show, as they say.
Absolutely. We were talking offline. So far we've had two sessions for the Women's Self-Defense Program, and I'm really glad that people are... even more people attended the second time than the first time, because they're still taking, you don't have to go to all of them. So if you're still interested, the next one will be on Tuesday, March 19th. And that will be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 2 to 3. Oh, excuse me. That'll be at Tully Park from 2 to 3 p.m. And that's in New Hyde Park.
Okay. Now it's going to take the other position here, right? That we should also have that for men.
I think so.
All right.
I think it's definitely something.
Men have to defend themselves as well.
I will bring it up to Nancy Mizrahi. And I think, and Iris Bunchef, who's actually one of our co-hosts, she went to a presentation, and Grandmaster Eugene Percival was actually there. And she said it was so interesting from her point of view, because she was really encouraging people, to do this, because she said, listen, they're not training you to be a ninja or anything. But, she said it made her feel more confident that, she's like, I take the train by myself, to the city. And she said, sometimes, you never know. And she said, but it just made her feel more confident after taking, just tweaking your stance, just to feel more, in control and not, timid, to be preyed on and stuff. So there's really great tips. And I think it is important. I will pass it along that the men should have one too. I will pass that to, over to Nancy.
Well, get into an awkward situation, and not all of us, as you say, are ninja prepared.
Yeah, listen, you might want to call 301 and get in contact with Otto, because he has his own tips. Might be a little R-rated for our show.
Well,
I
have a couple more.
I like that. Maybe Otto will teach it. Who knows? Grandmaster Otto, coming this summer to you. But definitely check that out, because I think it's important. I also want to remind people that we have tons and tons of social groups, and it's kind of whatever floats your boat. There's something for everyone. So please call 311 or 869-6311 to join that. And one of our fabulous groups that actually, there was just a press release about it, is our Blankets of Love group. Our Blankets of Love group has really been meeting for, it has to be over 6 years now. It's really a wonderful organization, and they make these beautiful blankets. They made 14, and they donated them to Bethany House this year, Bethany House is a nonprofit agency that provides emergency shelter and services for women and children who are in the crisis of homelessness. These blankets, and I was so fortunate to arrange this press release, because I got to be there and witness how absolutely stunning, because they're all crocheted and knitted blankets, and they're so beautiful. And what I love, too, is that they felt, that they wanted to have more masculine colors, because they felt like they might have had their colors were a little girly in their eyes. So they really have every color you can imagine of these beautiful blankets. And they sew a little thing on, and they're still going.
Do they do that?
They do it over at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Been going on for a number of years.
Yeah, it has been. And it's such the group itself, and I loved, because when we were talking to them, that everyone has their role. So there's the stitcher, so everyone's got their system. And it really it really works. And they said, while doing, making these blankets, they said, the stories that are shared. And they said there's a lot of recipes being shared, which I said I might have to pop in and listen to that. But they're really absolutely wonderful. So it was really nice. The supervisor came over to recognize them for their wonderful, wonderful work, because it's a great service that they're doing. So that's just one group that was recently featured. But we have a bunch of other social groups, too, that I really recommend people check out. another organization that we had on a couple of years ago, I'm actually in the works of scheduling them to be back on our show, is Durot University. What I really love about this, it's called A University Without Walls. There's tons of classes, and it's all about, you can do these classes from your home on the phone. Which is really great for people who can't get out there but want to remain engaged and active. And
now, you said on the phone, not on the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the phone, yeah. You just pick up your phone and call up, and boom, you're
right. Connected. So, I mean, that's a different approach.
Yeah.
Nowadays, a lot of it would be on the computer. This is on the phone for people who do not have a computer.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
And what kind of programs do they have?
So there are so many. But some general ones, they have museum discussions, literature discussions, music, performing arts, health and wellness. They have a new program about knowing your rights, special interests, programs in Spanish even, different support groups. I mean, it goes on and on. They send me this booklet every quarter. And it's really, what I thought was interesting, too, there's a lot of new ones as far as the knowing your rights. And it's a lot about if you're renting an apartment. And it's a freeze your rent with the senior citizen rent increase exemption. You could find out about how to get disability accommodations from your landlord. You know, and this issue, actually, which I always think of because it's come up a lot in advisories, is that a lot of seniors are living in these older apartments that aren't necessarily up to date with certain things, you know, and handicapped accessible, a lot of things. So it's really an issue. So this is, it just is great. And there's just knowing your rights in general and financial fitness.
How could somebody get a copy?
So if you want a copy of the book, you could obviously call 311 and we could get you. But to call the actual directly, it's 1-877-819-9147. You can call them, and then you can tune to our show because sometime in May, I think, we will have a representative on to talk about this.
This is not like going for a college degree.
No, you are not going for a college degree.
This is like just education.
I can make up a certificate and send it to you. But it's really, it's just nice to stay engaged because, I know, you know, it's very difficult because we were touching upon this earlier, too. You know, your home, you know, and it's horrible when you're not, you know, and that leads to so many things. You know, I mean, if you're sitting there alone, not talking to anyone, you know, because I even remember my grandfather would say, and luckily he had us who, you know, would sit there and yap, but, you know, he's like, you know, you could just sit there and go like a day without talking to someone, you know, and then a day goes another day, you know, and it's like, so you're not utilizing your brain, and, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's really a true statement. And this is just important because I think people want to be engaged and learn new things, and I think it's great that organizations like this exist.
So your grandfather was very fortunate that you were around.
Yes, me and Barbara were certainly very
kept him
very
in
present.
Conversation.
Very present. And if anyone knew my grandfather, he certainly liked to talk. So it was it was definitely important. But so please, I encourage people, or if you know someone, you know, that might be home, just to spread the word to them. You know, we always say our Project Independence members kind of serve as our ambassadors in the community, really spreading the word. So definitely, please check that out. Also, on a really fun note, we have the town clerk's office does these great passport program, as we know, which North Hempstead's very fortunate that you can just go to the clerk's office to get a passport. And now they're doing mobile passport hours, and that's going to be on Wednesday, April 10th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at the Port Washington Library. So they're kind of taking the show on the road. So if you're in that region, you can go over there. But you need to register for this, so call 311 or 869.
This is to renew or get a new passport.
Yeah, and you can get your picture taken too, so it's kind of like a one-stop.
But is this just for seniors?
Nope.
For anyone.
Yep, for anybody.
Right.
Yep. So it's definitely
safe. They basically will guide you or do the paperwork.
Yeah.
And then you get the passport.
Yeah, they tell you the whole, like, exactly what the process would
instead of going to the post office and waiting in line forever.
Right. No, and it's nice, too, because, you know, this way you can get your picture there if you need a picture taken, you know, because otherwise you got to go get the picture yourself. And then, you know, so it's like a one-stop shop.
I mean, basically that's what they're there for, so they're going to do it right.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
So we also had touched upon earlier about the 50th anniversary of Clark Botanic Garden. And one thing they're going to be doing is on Thursday, April 11th at 6 p.m., there's going to be a whole exhibit over at Clark House in Clark Botanic Garden that's actually going to have photos of Clark Botanic Garden over the past 50 years, which should be great. And I really encourage people check out Clark Botanic Garden because there's really great program there. It's a beautiful facility.
Yes.
And just to walk around and to see, and it's they've been doing really great things over
free.
there. Right?
Yes.
It's free and yes. pretty. I mean, free that's what social, else can you really ask for?
Well, free social outlet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's good. It's a beautiful place. So please stay tuned, because I know Clark Botanic Garden will be having all kinds of fun things to kick this off. We're also in tax season.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really great programs that are going on out there. AARP is providing tax aid for seniors, and it's going to be at the Hillside Library. It's going to be on the next one is March 18th, the 25th, and also April 1st and 8th, which is great. So there's going to be AARP volunteers over there who could help you to low to moderate income seniors on kind of the process for that.
I just had mine done on Monday, and there's new changes,
yes.
So it's important to get
Absolutely.
Somebody who knows what they're doing.
Very true.
Right. See how organized he is?
Yeah.
And the Health and Welfare Council is also providing tax preparation. It's going to be March 18th over at Manhasset Valley Residence.
All right.
And this is only for people with an income less than $55,000. And we are wrapping up, so stay tuned. Happy St. Patrick's
and
Day,
I'm
going to
have a really official break now. We're down to 14
That's
seconds.
Right.
I'd like to thank everybody who's here.
I'd like to
Victoria,
thank you, Otto, as
always. Ryan, Dan Cox, Janine Solero. Mm-hmm. For helping us get through another good show.
Absolutely.
And enjoyable.
And that's it.
And
Take
that's
care.
The story. Take care.